Hedda Sharapan was involved in the production of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood during its entire run on television, over 50 years. She currently serves as Director of Early Childhood Initiatives at the Fred Rogers Company. WUSF's Kathy Carter spoke with Sharapan ahead of her presentation, What We Can Continue to Learn from Fred Rogers, coming up this Thursday in Manatee County.
As someone who worked with Fred Rogers for so many years as you did, Hedda, and as a child development specialist yourself, you know perhaps better than anyone that Fred Rogers believed that focused attention between a parent and a child is critical to their development.
When you take something that your child has been engaged with and help your child use it in everyday ways, that's a real gift. In fact, Fred Rogers named our company Family Communications Incorporated, because what he hoped is what we were doing was enhancing communication in families in a positive way.
And some people may not be aware that Fred Rogers went to college to study music, and he actually wrote all of the lyrics and all of the melodies for the music used in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And now with the Fred Rogers production, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, music is used a lot as well. Why is this so important for early learning?
Fred's music was very subtle and complex. But for Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, the thought was, since we are really working with 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds, we can offer them life lessons in these jingles. For example, if you're talking about sharing, you know, most of the time when we ask children to share, what they think is we're asking them to give it up. But here's the way we approach it with Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. You can take a turn and then I'll get it back. Another one about when grown-ups leave them at the childcare and say, I'll be back at the end of the day. The way the song goes is, grown-ups, come back. Jingles that are life lessons, simple, easy to remember, easy to use.
And Hedda, the media landscape is so different now from back when Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was on TV. Now kids have so many things competing for their attention, TV shows, different apps, social media. How can parents best navigate all of this?
My first reaction is that this is a really complicated question that I think every family has to answer for themselves. And I just think it's very new in our culture and in our parenting. I think we have to understand that there are times for it and times when we have to say we're turning it off. Here's an interesting thought that I got from Fred Rogers. Children want us to be the ones to say, this is enough. And I think it's important for parents to keep on struggling. It is a challenge, and there are no easy answers to this one.
Yeah, that sounds just about right. But you probably have lots of answers at the Manatee Performing Arts Center this coming Thursday. You have a presentation, What We Can Continue to Learn from Fred Rogers. So what are some of those lessons?
What I say is that this is not just for children. One woman wrote and said, at 81, I need to hear those messages even more than the children. The messages about dealing with our feelings, the wonderful message that Fred gave us is that whatever is mentionable can be more manageable. To be able to talk about what we're feeling. As Fred used to say, nobody knows what you're thinking or feeling unless you share that with them. That's what I'm going to do in Bradenton, is to have us reflect on the messages that can mean something in our own everyday lives.
Lots of wise words there from Fred Rogers. And that was Hedda Sharapan, a longtime friend and collaborator of Fred Rogers. And she'll be in Manatee County this Thursday. She was speaking with WUSF's Kathy Carter. You can get details on Thursday's event at WUSFnews.org.